The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband.
Good morning.
Fellow realtor. Good morning.
Good morning.
And our special guest, Nina Telesca Mignani.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our feng shui specialist, who is also part of the Palumbo Group, an interior designer, correct?
Correct.
Okay. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing and selling and appraising real estate for over 40 years. We are the recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010. We discuss various real estate topics here on the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday and Sunday. You can email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
You can search our listings, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay, Nina Telesca Mignani from the Palumbo Group. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You could just refer to me as Nina.
Okay. Nina, thanks for being here with us. Feng shui is a very interesting topic, which has always piqued my interest. And that's what we're going to pretty much discuss today. Can you please explain what feng shui is?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to clarify that I consider myself a student of feng shui, and I know we talked a little bit about that because there's so many layers and there's so much about feng shui. I mean, there's masters and people who have studied it for many years, and I was first introduced to it about 15 years ago, and it was from a book that was given to me called Feng Shui Made Easy. So first of all, I want to thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. And I was also told I have a good phrase for radio, so I'm glad I'm here.
But they told me.
Feng shui is actually, those are Chinese words, and feng means wind, and shui means water. So basically, it's energy forces. And, you know, I think a lot of people have heard the term before, and what I'm hopefully going to relay is how you can use feng shui in interiors. So I am an interior designer, and I like to incorporate it in what I do. So, I mean, it's an important piece of the whole puzzle, the way I look at it. Feng shui is actually based on a book of change called the Yi Ching, and it's a Chinese fortune-telling book. Feng shui, I'll try to make this simple. It's actually, they use a tool from the Yi Ching, and it's an octagon. And each piece of the octagon can be placed onto your home, onto your floor plan, and you can relate each of that piece to how it relates to your relationships, your career, different aspects of your life.
Your finances,
yes.
Big one. Office.
Exactly.
Your home.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So you take this, they call it the map, it's called a bagua, and literally, you know, place it on top of a floor plan and see where your finance, the house is of finance, where your relationship corner is, and how that all works together. And it's a little hard without being able to show you. I mean, I'm talking with my hands. You know, there's so many books that are out there, or you could always call a feng shui, you know, specialist or a designer, you know, to help you arrange the space. And a big piece of it, it's actually all about energy, invisible energy. Feng shui is about, you know, the energy forces of wind and water and how that relates to the spaces that are around us. I mean, when you walk into a space, there's a certain feeling, there's an energy. So it's all about energy and placement of, you know, how you place your desk, how you place your bed, you know, different things that affect the energy in a space.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's great. Okay. And one of the things I came across is that one of the explanations or definitions said it's heaven and earth coming together to improve life by receiving this positive energy.
Right. And creating a positive energy and feel in your environment.
And there's some things, placement of things that go against that energy. So it's very important to have the furniture, the art, the plants,
exactly.
The metal.
Exactly.
The fire.
Right, the elements, the five elements.
Okay.
Exactly. All in harmony. So you create a peaceful and in a harmonious environment wherever you are, whether it's work. I mean, for example, I'll give you an example. My desk was located at work, people could come from behind me. I mean, a lot of it is common sense, too. You know, I mean, just like this door is behind me, it's a little annoying. So
I'm watching. Don't worry about it. Nobody's coming in here.
But it's just, you know, you have that feeling and tendency to want to turn back. I mean, and there's been studies, and when you read in feng shui, you know, when doing design of schools, I make sure that the students are never, they're, you know, that you want to make sure that they can see the door. And there's been studies that, you know, just in terms of how they respond and react when the door's behind them. So again, it's about placement and energy. And again, like I said, a lot of times it's common sense.
Okay.
So, okay.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Well, it grabbed my attention, feng shui, and I started reading up on it. And depending on where you go and what you read, there's different theories, mm-hmm. so to speak. But one of the main things is, in terms of where your house is, mm-hmm. you need to know where it faces, correct? East, south, west, north, northeast,
right.
southeast,
right.
southwest. And that's a big part of all of this, correct?
Right. I would say yes, because ancient Chinese actually used to look for locations that were the most auspicious locations. So, you know, for their placement. So that is a big part of feng shui. So, you know, and obviously some houses, you're not going to move them. So you have to create the environment that maybe there's something missing. And so, you know, you're, like I said, you have to deal with what you have and how you make that work for you. And that goes on the outside as well as the inside.
Yeah.
And it's just like the outside of your house. You want to make sure that it's visible, that it's not blocked. Again, it's just when you see something, and sometimes when we're so complacent with our own homes that we don't see it anymore, and that's why it's good to have somebody else look at it, even if it's a friend, you know, have them come through. And actually, one of my mentors, who is William Spear, who wrote the first book that I read on feng shui, he has a exercise in his book where you go through and have, you know, you look at your space and you get the feeling that you get from that space. You know, try to look at it with a fresh set of eyes. And then have a friend or somebody in your family do the same thing, because what you see and they see sometimes is very different. Again, because we're so used to it. So, like I said, with the front of your home, make sure it's not blocked with trees, or, you know, that it's approachable. And they also recommend, you know, a curved path to get to your home rather than something straight. And, you know, it's all about the yin yang too, and, you know, how that creates spaces.
Right. The path, if it goes directly to the front door and it's, There's something about the width of that path and the width of the staircase, or the width of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And if the door exceeds the width of the path, there's some things that you have to avoid. And if you don't have the curvy path, what mm-hmm. do you do when you have a straight path? There's ways that you can put obstacles.
Right. And you can put plantings, and, you know, to create the energy that you want, so it's not a direct path. So, I mean, there are solutions. So again, it's not like you have to rip up your concrete. I'm not encouraging that. It's just that there's always solutions for, you know, for things that may be not in harmony.
And the whole purpose to that is because the energy is going too quickly. Is that it? And it can't stay where it's supposed to stay?
Right. It's all about the energy and how that's transferred and what it's creating and that feeling that it's creating. And like I said, sometimes we may not be aware of it because it's our own home and that's how we've lived there, or we're completely unaware of it. So it's always good, like I said, to have a fresh set of eyes.
Okay, so where do we start? We're in the house, we're in the foyer.
Okay.
Where do you want to start? The main staircase?
Okay. Well, yeah, you were talking about when you walk in, because Jackie's been studying up on this, and we were talking mm-hmm. about it. When you walk in the front door, what mm-hmm. if there's a wall right there?
Okay.
What do you do with that?
Well, and that's where you can use mirrors in terms of changing the energy. And again, you know, there's decorative ways to do this, so, and decorative solutions. So, and that's where you put the bagua, you know, that map and that tool that has the octagon on that space. So your front door is your journey and where you're entering into that space. So, and again, I'm putting that in the center of, at the bottom piece of the octagon. That's like typically, so I'm saying if your house is, let's say, completely symmetrical and you have a Cape Cod and the door is in the center, then you're entering, then that's your journey. That's the journey in the bagua. Okay, and then when you go to the immediate left, that's your knowledge area. Okay, and then as you move up, there's the section for family, which is the, I'm going to say, I have to look at my clock, 9 o'clock. Okay, then you're going to get into the financial section, which is in the upper, I don't know if this is hard to explain, you know what I'm saying, but then we're going in a circle.
Right.
Starting at the bottom. And then the upper corner is finance.
What's that, about 11 o'clock is where your finance is?
11 o'clock, right. And then at 12 o'clock is your career, is your fortunate blessings. So, I mean, if you keep following me, am I doing okay?
Yeah. Our career, our career is in our kitchen.
Yes. And so are finances.
Am I to be a cook? Is that what you're telling me? I'll get out of real estate and start cooking?
How about that career change for me? I'd have a little bit of a challenge in that area.
You're doing just fine in real estate. Okay, just fine. You found your
niche. Keep your day job?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And then just, you know, important to me, I mean, too, is the relationship section, which is, again, more around 1 o'clock. And then children is around 3 o'clock. Okay. So we're almost full circle here. And helpful friends is about 4 or 5 o'clock. And then again, back to the bottom, which is your path.
I like you keep helpful friends right by the front door. So if they're not too helpful, we can just help them right out the front door.
Well, I have an interesting little story. I don't know, you know, and you could say it's superstitious or whatever it is, but I actually, and you talk about the elements too and how the five elements overlay.
What are the five elements?
Okay, please. There are wind, water, earth. What am I missing?
Fire.
Fire.
I have
wood.
Wood, right.
Yeah. Fire, earth, metal, water, right. So, and again, how those overlay, again, onto the floor plan that you have. So, and this is just kind of funny because I was thinking in my financial area is where wood needs to be. And again, this is all about creating that harmony. And I removed a piece of metal, my computer actually, which has a metal base today. And actually, I was given $1,000 this morning.
I'm going to go home and move our computers.
Throw them out the windows.
I got some old computers.
Now, whether that, you know, was just whatever, fortune, nice. Chance, serendipitous. Yeah. But I have to get my computer fixed. That's why actually I took it out.
Oh, good for you.
Hope it doesn't cost $1,000.
I love stories like that.
I have a warranty, so I'm in good. And I deposited just in case I get mugged when I leave the radio show.
Yeah, it's a tough neighborhood around here.
Yes, I know.
The rabbits and foxes.
And deer. We're headed towards a break. Before we do so, Pat has an announcement.
Yes. We would like to welcome our latest addition to our office family. Valerie Widman has joined Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, where she will apply her many years of customer service as well as a positive and energetic attitude. She is very peppy around the office. She attended the Pennsylvania Real Estate Academy in Kingston, Pennsylvania. She passed the state and national real estate exams and became a licensed real estate realtor this August. Her work experience has prepared her to be an assertive go-getter, and she is ready to help you with all your real estate needs. That's Valerie Widman, and we want to welcome her to our office.
Yes, she's a wonderful asset. Thank you, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
You are rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guest, Nina Telesca-Mignani.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about feng shui, and you are an interior architect with the Palumbo Group, correct?
Yes.
And you incorporate the feng shui
principles
in what you do in your design work.
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been an interior designer?
Well, I got my degree. Let's see. How can I say this? I've been with Palumbo for 5 years, but I've pretty much been doing it all my life because my mother was used to sew drapes. So just being around it, and she used to help people with their interiors.
Okay.
So, and I actually, before I officially became an interior architect with my degree, I did it for other people on the side as because I was always passionate about it and still am.
Good. So, mm-hmm. So I bet that makes you really good at what you do. And I found you, I did a search, I have to say, the way I found you was through a Scranton Times article that was written up, mm-hmm. a very nice article that was written up about you.
Thank you.
And feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Getting back to what we're talking about here, are there, you know, if we're going to incorporate feng shui in our houses mm-hmm. or our lives, what way do we begin doing this? How do we start doing this?
Okay, good question, because we're going to keep it simple. And I explained that the book that I was first introduced to, which was by my mentor, William Spear, his sentence, and I'm reading this right from the book, before going on to take time to clear the spaces you intend to cure with feng shui, the first thing that needs to be done is to eliminate clutter.
Clutter. We did a whole show on clutter, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to
Sometimes, I think before the break we were talking about, you know, when you're close to a situation, bring in an mm-hmm. objective person to look at your home, your outside, your interior, so that you get a fresh new set of eyes looking at what mm-hmm. you can't see.
Exactly.
And I think that applies to, I know it applies to me, I think it applies to most people, that when we're close to a situation, we may not be able to see it as one would who is objective.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't know that they're in a cluttered environment.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You're right. Okay. And then when you enter the space, you just think, oh my gosh, what are they thinking? Actually, this is even something that is interesting to me. A friend of mine who's very creative, he has an advertising agency that's very successful locally. And it just talks about, though, even what you get used to. When he showed me his house for the first time, which is within the last year, his front door was blocked with a chair. And it was very bizarre. And because we entered through the back, and I know you're all looking at me like, what is he, crazy? And this is a man who's, like I said, very smart, very bright, very creative. And I just said to him, listen, you know, just go in another room. And I rearranged his furniture. And because it obviously, you know, we know that's not an opportune thing to do or doesn't make any sense. So again, it was just bringing it to his attention, something that he got so used to having. And it's a lovely home. So, okay. But then that gets back to a fresh set of eyes, clutter, getting rid of what you don't need. And there's books and everything written about that too. And that's, I'd say, the first step for everyone. And actually, I do that on the side, not with my architectural firm, but, you know, as a design service, I guess you could say, with a friend of mine. So just organizing space and making it work.
Okay.
So how do you get rid of clutter? What's the rule of thumb? If you haven't used something in a certain amount of time, you get rid of it?
Yeah, there's all different rules, right? I mean, there's professional organizers and, you know, some people say 6 months. I mean, what my rule is, even for clothes, and I'm not perfect, but if I buy something new, I try to get rid of something. So, but I find in a house, there's...
I'm being looked at.
Yes, I'm...
Sorry.
I have closets.
I thought that was a cue to stop.
With stuff. No. You know,
we have a lot of closet space. And we have a lot of stuff.
Well, and you know, it's just interesting too, because the bigger and bigger things get, then you just, I mean, I always say with a purse, you know, the bigger it is, the more you fill it with junk that you don't need. So, and I'm happy actually, maybe this is good or bad for real estate, but that sizes of homes are shrinking, you know, no more McMansions, which is a good thing. So, I mean, that's always a positive thing. And again, we don't need so much. We don't.
No, we don't. Yes, and I know, I'm guilty. I'm a pack rat. I have pack rat tendencies. I do.
I'm guilty, too.
I didn't say a word, my
yes,
dear.
Yes, it's the
look. I didn't say anything.
It's the look. It's the look. Okay, so getting back to decluttering.
Okay.
Okay, so we have to get rid of the excess stuff, the stuff that is taking away our positive energy.
Yes, and okay. That doesn't mean anything. You know, maybe it had a meaning a long time ago, but what does it really mean? Why is it there?
So this must drive you crazy when you go into homes sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes, I can see. They can't see your face, but
well,
it is. Yeah,
it's, you know, but I'm saying we're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of it.
Okay.
So, but it even goes to beyond the clutter. It's also the meaning of things. Why are certain things on the wall? You know, what does that mean to someone? You know, so, I mean, that's, again, just evaluating and getting a fresh set of eyes. Even if you just say, okay, I'm going to really criticize myself and do a self-evaluation of my space.
So free your space up. Then the positive energy will come in and flow the way it's supposed to.
Absolutely.
And then so
you feel better about it. I mean, I'm just saying, like, from a common sense standpoint, like, I know I feel so much better when I know my house is cleaned and things are in order. I don't know if you feel the same way, but it's just my whole environment, I just feel settled, you know?
You don't feel so bogged down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I get it. Okay. So placement of items, those five elements, and they're important mm-hmm. in certain areas. And you took us through the mm-hmm. home and the different departments of the home, the family, mm-hmm. the children, mm-hmm. the finances, the occupation, and work. So what do you place in these areas to make it work? There's wind chimes, there's mirrors, there's plants. These are all artwork.
Well, I'd say it's more individual. You know what I'm saying? It's, you have to go and look at the space. For example, okay, for my relationship area, I have, someone who came into my house recently noticed that there's a picture of a man and a woman. I mean, it's actually a graphic art piece that's pretty cool. So, you know, it's because a relationship is important to me. So that's in that space. In the knowledge section actually is where, that's a place where I do yoga. You know, it just happens to be, whether it happens to be or not, whether that was intentional or not, you know, but that's where it is. In my knowledge section, I mean, I have a lot of books and there's a chair, so it's creating an environment for me for more knowledge. And so it's not only, it's what you place in the space and, again, how you place it. And like I said, the example of, and I'm just going back to even my own personal space, I had our family room. And the sofa was, the back of it was, again, located, you know, you had to turn around when someone entered the house. And I know sometimes, again, that doesn't make much sense. You know, you think, how could you do that? But it was, you know, I moved into the house 5 years ago, and sometimes you just do things as quickly it makes sense. So I just recently moved it, and I know my niece and nephew said it's really cozy now. You know, it just completely turned the sofa around. I mean, made it into a different room. And actually, that's in my financial area, actually, in my house. Is, you know, where the family room is. And it's a very cozy, warm environment. And again, this is comments from my family, from somebody outside. Because my kids, and again, I think people, this goes back to another big point. So it's clutter, like we said, but also change. People don't want to change. I mean, I've gotten people that asked me for my help, that paid for my help. And, you know, when I told them about changing the color from red to a different color, this is a friend of mine who's a photographer. And he, you know, is bringing people into his studio. And red is a very alarming color. I mean, it's something, you know, you and I both know, or we all know. So you want to create warmth, though, and that's not the color. And he was trying to justify it. And I thought, well, why are you asking me that? Why are you paying me? Because people, again, it's hard. And I'm not being critical. I'm just saying, if you're asking me, I'm going to tell you. But the reason why I'm saying that about change is my kids were very reluctant when they saw me move the TV room. And so my own children, you know what I'm saying? It's difficult to have something, you know, turned around. So, and even with my friend that I was explaining earlier, who has the advertising agency, you know, I just said to him, listen, don't change it back. When the door was in, the chair was in front of the door. Right. I just said, leave it that way for a day, because I thought if he changes it back, it's okay. But so I'm saying, as long as you're open to change, then change can happen.
Right. So. Oh, well, I think you're right. Human nature, people resist change. It's what's mm-hmm. comfortable. It might not be the best, but it's what's comfortable. It's what they know.
What they're used to. Right.
Right. Okay. Right. All right. And I know I was going to get into colors, and there's certain colors that you're supposed to stay away from in certain mm-hmm. areas, and these different areas of the home mm-hmm. and where to use the red. So mm-hmm. You can use a red, but it's just where you choose to use the red
right.
makes the difference
right.
in the feng shui principles.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And I'm saying sometimes, you know, again, I remember meeting an interior architect actually who worked for Ian Schrager in New York and asked her if she incorporates feng shui. And actually she was, I think, Danish or something. And she said a lot of times she can't because there's certain, you know, that you're in New York City, you're dealing with, in this case, hotels. So the way the rooms are located. So I'm saying sometimes there's limits, you know, and maybe you want to put a certain color in a certain area. Maybe it doesn't make sense. So, and sometimes I think you just have to go with your intuition too. So, I mean, there are certain colors that they say, for example, red in the reputation area, which again is at 12 o'clock. And then they say pink for the relationship corner, which is around 1-2 o'clock. White is in the 3 o'clock area. Gray is in the 4-5. Six is black, because they say that's your journey. And they say black represents, you know, water, which is money.
All right, I'm going to paint that part of my house black.
your front door, if that's
purple.
Your journey. Okay.
Is that no good?
It's a plum. It's not purple.
Oh.
Well, mine's blue, so I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
sometimes
so, like,
you just have to go with what you like, too. I mean, I'm saying, you know, that there's a lot of different ways, and you have to like it. I mean, that's the other thing. Self-cultivation or knowledge is 7 or 8 o'clock, and that's blue.
That's where our TV is. Great.
That's okay. Paint the walls blue.
Okay.
They're yellow.
Yeah. For family is 9. And then last one is for prosperity, finances is purple. So that's around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, just in summary, you know, just so it's not so confusing, but you have your Bagua, which is your map. And that's the location of the houses of finance and wealth and all that as you go around the octagon. So that's important. Then you have your elements and how that relates, and color. So I'd say in summary, those are the three pieces of feng shui. But then in terms of personally starting, really it's, like I said, getting rid of the clutter and then getting used to change and having something a little different. It's okay. So
thank you so much, Nina, for coming in and talking to us about feng shui. I'd like to get a little bit more detailed, if you would not mind coming back next week and sharing with us some more of your specialty, which is something that you've, I know, create with your work at the Palumbo Group. You are an interior designer, and you incorporate feng shui principles in what you do there. But in addition to that, you are well-studied and well-versed in it, and we'd love to hear you and more of your information. If you could, please come back next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks again.
Before we close, Pat, would you like to read?
I have a listing. It's 2114 Brown Avenue. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, listed for $159,900 by Trish Conway. It's a nice bi-level in good condition. It's very well maintained. It has an enclosed screen porch, an eat-in kitchen with a formal dining room. The furnace and the water heater are 6 years old. The roof is only 8 years old. It is well insulated with a low heat cost. It has a big backyard with plenty of room to play and a shed. The shed is equipped with electrical, phone, and TV lines. Boy, that's... And a large basement ready to be finished and with a laundry room and half bath. That's 2114 Brown Avenue for $159,900 in Scranton.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip today, $5,000 grants for first-time military buyers, as per my recent edition of the Realtor magazine. Active duty personnel, veterans, retired members of the military, and employees of the U.S. Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security are eligible to apply for up to $5,000 in down payment and closing costs in the purchase of their first home. The national nonprofit Pentagon Federal Credit Union Foundation is offering the assistance through its Dreammakers program and says the grants can be applied to a mortgage from any financial institution. More information is at www.pentagonfoundation.org. Click on the Dreammakers link. We're out of time. That concludes the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, today with Jackie Ruddy. That's me, broker, owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Thank you. That's me.
And Nina Telesca-Mignani. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have any real estate questions during the week, please feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225.
You can view our listings, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. Thanks for listening and have a terrific weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.